So, you have a new Superman movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh boy, this is gonna be so dark and depressing.
Actually, I was thinking the exact opposite.
Oh, so you mean we're gonna include some jokes like, he's right behind me, isn't he? And, well, that just happened.
Well, you know, hopefully a step up from that.
Impossible. Those are the funniest jokes in the world. That's why Marvel uses them so much.
I'm just thinking we make this a little more lighthearted and infuse some jokes here and there.
Here and there? What does that mean?
Everywhere!
Oh my god.
Let no scene go unjoked!
Okay. So anyway, in this movie, Superman's gonna lose a fight for the first time ever.
Oh boy, I can't wait to watch what that's gonna be like with my eyes and see it.
Oh no, the movie starts immediately after that happens.
Oh.
But don't worry, sir, Superman's constantly gonna get his butt kicked in this movie.
What?
Just manhandled and womanhandled over and over again.
Alright.
So anyway, with the help of Krypto the dog, he gets back to the Fortress of Solitude and gets patched up by robots and sunshine.
Well, great!
So then he goes back to the fight and gets beat up again by this dude.
Who is this guy that keeps beating up Superman?
Well, he's the Hammer of Boravia.
Oh.
Except he's not.
Oh, he's not.
He's actually a masked metahuman named Ultraman.
Oh, he is.
Kind of not.
What are you talking... Who is this guy?
Well, see, under the mask, he's actually a clone of Superman being controlled by Lex Luthor.
Is he?
Yes, I'm done with the identity twists.
Or am I?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. And how does Lex control this guy?
Well, he shouts commands at his henchmen, and those commands are various fight moves, so he's able to beat Superman that way.
Isn't Superman, like, incredibly fast?
Well, yeah, but his speed is no match for the speed of a guy yelling orders at another guy who then enters the orders into a computer, and then a clone does those moves.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't leave a lot of reaction time.
So anyway, also Clark and Lois are dating, and she knows he's Superman.
Oh, interesting. Dynamic.
And he agrees to be interviewed by her as Superman, but they get into a little argument.
How come?
Because maybe he did a little war crime, maybe not.
Been there.
He may have slightly tortured a world leader.
Torture-related relationship troubles are tight.
Yeah, see, he stopped this powerful fictional nation from attacking a less powerful fictional nation.
Fiction is wild. What an imagination you have.
Thank you. And now Lex wants to distract Superman so he can go fiddle around in the Fortress of Solitude, so he releases a kaiju in Metropolis.
Extremely rude.
So Superman wants to stop this thing without killing it, but then this trio of heroes called the Justice Gang pop in, and they just straight up kill the thing.
Oh, the Justice Gang, huh? We should have them bicker about their name throughout the whole movie.
What?
That's one of the funniest things you can do in a superhero movie. That's why Marvel does that so much.
Okay, I guess. So the Justice Gang is this Green Lantern, Guy Gardner, and then there's Hawk Girl, and then there's Mr. Terrific.
The guy from Shark Tank?
No. And so Lex and his goons, they decrypt this message from Superman's parents, and turns out they wanted him to take over the world, so they broadcast that to Earth.
Well, how can they be sure it's not fake?
Well, Mr. Terrific tells Superman he knows the guys that verified this, and they're legit.
Well, couldn't Lex have bribed or threatened them?
Impossible! Get all the way off my back about that!
Okay, let me get off of that thing.
So then another big monster attacks the city.
Oh no, so what does Superman do?
He lets the Justice Gang handle it. He's gotta go talk about his feelings.
Fair enough.
So then he decides to
explain himself to the world and reassure everyone he means them no harm,
turn himself in.
That works too.
And the government gives him to Lex, who shoves him in a prison cell in a pocket universe.
How can he keep Superman in a cell?
See, Lex also captured this guy Metamorpho, who can turn himself into things, so he turns himself into Kryptonite.
Why would he do that?
Because Lex kidnapped his little baby.
Oh my goodness.
So they work together, and along with the help of Krypto and Mr. Terrific and Lois, they get out of the pocket universe.
Hey, if Lex wants Superman dead, why not just kill him right away with this Kryptonite dude?
Well, because then the movie would be over and it's not quite time for that yet?
Understandable, carry on.
So now freaking Lex opens an unstable portal to the pocket universe and creates a dimensional rift that starts splitting Metropolis.
Oh, those are words.
Dangerous words. So Metropolis literally starts getting torn in half.
Wow, so tons of people must die.
Well, no, because they evacuate the city.
Just a city full of people all manage to leave immediately?
Yes, but now at the exact same time, that freaking one nation wants to attack the other one again.
Oh man, gonna be tough to deal with both those things at once.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Superman sends Hawk Girl and Guy Gardner and Metamorpho to go handle that over there, because teamwork makes the dream work.
What do we call that teamwork?
Delegation makes the dream work.
There it is.
So anyway, then Mr. Terrific manages to close the rift, and Lex admits that he orchestrated this whole thing to make the world hate Superman.
A very sneaky bald man.
And Lois exposes the truth to the world, so Lex, he's gonna be in big trouble.
Wow, well, just goes to show you, billionaires always get held accountable for their sketchy behavior.
Well,
sounds like a great movie.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, I just think it's missing a little bit of hype building for the future of the DCU.
I could slap a quick cameo right at the end.
That'll do it.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.